Daniel Pinkwater, as we know, is a conversationalist, able to weave yarns that are amusing and compelling, often insightful. But perhaps most remarkable is his ability to strike up a conversation with just about anyone.
I had another conversation recently with Miranda, the 18-year-old timber wolf we visit occasionally. She likes me, an honor which surpasses anything I can imagine. The wolf recognized me immediately, as she always does, and we picked up the theme of our last discussion, which is how Miranda is a wolf and nobody should mistake her for one of the mere dogs she kennels with, lupine though they be. She started out by expressing interest in my camera bag. "What's this? A bag? I like bags. It's my bag now. I can have it if I want because I'm a wolf." She exposed her teeth, which are really impressive close up, and pretended to be gnawing at the corner of the bag. "I can rip this open, you know. Not a thing you can do about it on account of I'm a wolf." Accompanying this was a winsome look, wolf style. "Nah, I was only kidding. I won't tear your bag. See, I know how to open it the regular way. You just flip the flap with your nose." So saying, she flipped it and rooted around with her long snout. "What's this? Film? Is film good to eat? Bet I can crunch this. I might crunch it if I want to. I'm a wolf, you know. Can do whatever I want." It's inconceivable that she can grasp a concept like captive wild animal, but this display of teasing, while good-natured, was making a point. You would only have to see the sparkle in her eyes. I bought my camera bag and uncrunched roll of film back from Miranda for a couple of biscuits, and she turned her attention to Jill. If she likes me, she loves Jill, as most animals do. A lot of kissing, licking, and nuzzling went on. All this time, our dogs, Jacques, the Japanese-German Shepherd, and Maxine, the Labrador, were able to watch from the back seat of the car. When we had been playing with some of the Malamutes Miranda lives with and a bunch of Inuit puppies fresh from the Arctic, our dogs had been animated and interested. When the dogs were put away and the wolf released, I noticed them slowly sink out of sight. A while later, I went out to the car to check on our dogs and give them biscuits. I offered Jacques one from a hand that still had a wolf spit on it. Jacques hung his head and turned away. His expression was wretchedly depressed. "Please," he said, "don't add to my humiliation. Just take me away from this place as soon as you can." This was insight. I found out later that someone had visited with a chocolate Labrador, and the humans had turned the wolf loose to see what would happen. She feebly limped up to the lab saying, "I'm 18. I don't do anything fast." Whereupon she flipped it on its back and was in position to tear its throat out when they pulled her off it. "What? It had floppy ears. It was okay to eat, wasn't it? You bring me stuff, then you won't let me enjoy it. Make up your minds." Then she creaked and wobbled off to her enclosure like the ancient wolf she is. Ancient, but a wolf.
Daniel Pinkwater lives in New York's Hudson River Valley.